Nancy in North Carolina listens to The Money Pit on WSTP, and you've got a foundation question. What can we do for you?
Oh, yes. I have a 75-year-old brick home with a full basement, and the problem is that when we have a saturating rain, the water comes through the wall in one part of the basement. And I had come up with a solution, but then it occurred to me that maybe I should check and make sure if there's any reason I shouldn't do it.
What was your solution?
Well, the basement is partially exposed. The windows are actually above ground, and I thought I might get some topsoil or some kind of soil brought in and bank it away from the house. And I have a problem with ivy also, and I was thinking that if I banked the soil away from the house to help facilitate drainage away from the house, but then put pavers, cement, stepping stones, really, only they're a foot and a half long by 8 inches wide, and line the entire foundation with that on the angle, that would help me perhaps be able to keep the ivy under control, as well as provide a little bit of a runoff area and maybe keep that area right next to the house drier. Does that make any sense at all, or is there any reason that I should not do it?
It actually makes a lot of sense, Nancy. You're definitely on the right track. Generally, wet basements are caused by poor grading, so the slope of the soil around the house is too flat. But even more commonly, it's caused by problems with the gutter system, either it being clogged, the downspouts not being extended far enough away from the basement, or perhaps the gutter system even being undersized. So that was to be the first thing that I would check, is that your gutter system is properly designed and installed, and that water is discharging 4 to 6 feet away from the foundation. Generally, at the corner areas, most gutters just turn out 6 inches or a foot. Maybe there's a splash block, then the water ponds there, and it works its way back in. Now, as for that soil, a couple of things. First of all, sloping is the right idea. Topsoil is not the right material, though. Topsoil is very organic, so it holds a lot of water against the foundation. Once you pull that ivy out, you want to add clean fill dirt to build up the pitch. And that is sort of, it looks like pitcher's mound soil almost. It's sort of a lighter brown color, and it packs really well. And once you get the pitch established, then you could put a little bit of topsoil on top if you wanted to grow stuff. Now, in your case, you don't want, so then maybe what you could do is put some mulch or some stone or pavers or whatever you want to control erosion. But don't use topsoil. Use clean filled dirt. And before you do any of that, check the gutters first.
Okay, well, I do have new gutters, so I'm assuming that they put in the right kind. However, you hit the nail on the head when you talk about if the drainage area on the ground does not extend far enough away from the house.
Yeah, it's never extended enough. You got to run the downspouts out a couple of feet, then maybe put a 2 or 3 foot splash block out to start. And if you have a severe problem, what you want to do is pipe that downspout water underground out to the street if you can. Okay?
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And I'm glad to know that there's no reason not to do it.
You're on the right track, Nancy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
We have smart callers here at the Money Pit. I like it.
That's right. We do. So if your question is a smart one, or even if it's not, we don't judge. Call us right now, 888-666-3974.